Blog Talk Radio.
Take care of me. Talk all day, then at night fall in deep. Damn you, save me. I want you mental and physically.
Give you more than you can do the day. Touching us is to be safe.
come get this. Whoa.
I can do you better.
Better.
Tell me what you need.
What you need.
Baby, let me do you.
Do you.
I can set you free.
Yeah, that's my baby.
I'm holding a secret.
Cause I want you to find it. Come give me all your love till I can't get enough. And I want you bed right now. I wanna lay you on the floor. We can do it on the couch. But I'm gonna give you more.
said you gotta go, brought it right back. Those calls, those texts, you don't write back. Forgot about your phone, my sex is like that, like that. When I'm with you, I chill up nice and slow. In the back, ooh, I'm about to lose control.
Whispering.
beautiful, you brighten up my day. And when your skin touches mine, I get goosebumps right away.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome, welcome one and all to another installment of Epiphany Radio Universe presenting Fly Speak Open Mic, episode 26, season 2. I'm your host, Mojave, a.k.a. Hop Rux, affectionately known as King Gip, or many other things, Mo, Hop, whatever you want to call me, as long as you call me. More importantly, tonight is a special night. As you know, that whenever we do a Fly Speak, each Fly Speak is its own universe of incredible and diverse experiences from the people that we bring to the forefront. Now, the Hidden Radio Show Fly Speak is dedicated to bringing you, the listener, the best in some of the unheard, unknown, next to blow, dope discovery, people you should know and you should be paying attention to, right? And it is my distinct pleasure to bring you the best of the best of poets, MCs, performers, and they will all have their voice heard here, right? So today is a special treat. If you hear the song in the background, he's one of the first poets I knew took the spoken rhythm the way that I did, all right? Literally and figuratively, the man has a way with rhythm. Now, we're going to wait for Young Gunner. I don't know if they're here, but if you are participating in this podcast and you know you're supposed to be here and I don't know your number because I'm horrible at reading numbers, if I didn't talk to you beforehand, I probably don't know, make sure that you press 1 to raise your hand. Now, tonight I will be assisted by also Tiffany's own Monday Night champion of the Kings and Queens Quarter, Queen Simmons. Let me bring her in right quick. Queen.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening. How are you, Mojave?
Hello. Hello.
Hello there.
We're doing incredibly well. It's about to be on and popping. I have a very good feeling about the energy of this evening. I was in a vibe and in a mood, so if you enjoy the music, it's the vibe and the mood that we're on. Please understand that Fly Speak is not an erotic poetry show, but we don't wish on it if you decide to do it. But, you know, I know some people get confused between a lot of stuff because they see the Honey Dripper erotic and they're like, oh, it's going to be erotic. And I'm like, nah, that's not it. We're going to be doing some other things. I also asked a culture agent to come through to rock out with us. I don't know if she's here, but if you are here, make sure that you raise your hand so that we know that you're around. All right? So, Queen, how you feeling this evening?
Mm-hmm. I am feeling amazing. I'm so excited to meet the poets and get a chance to not only hear their poetry, but to take a deep dive into their mental. That's going to be fun. So, yeah, I'm excited for tonight.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, I'm super excited, you know. Matter of fact, I meant to put on the our traditional honey instrumental, as I like to play that each and every time that we come in here, as it stands for us. But let me read to you before I start opening these mics, because we treat it like it's an open stage. You know, we let everybody's mics be open. We don't check your mic. If you got something noise in the background, cut it. Mute yourself. You know, we're adults here. This is what we do. We're going to do a couple rounds of poetry and get into it, more importantly. But before I get into that, let me tell you about Mr. Essential Mortal, all right, who is a self-care advocate, a spoken word artist from Houston, Texas. Over the course of 20 years, he has performed on stages across the U.S., Germany, and even Afghanistan. He creates, cultivates, and curates poetry that highlights the human condition and the natural beauty of our ability to adapt and overcome the challenges of life while celebrating the beauty of our collective finite experience. Essential demonstrates a masterful storytelling style while offering philosophical perspective on relationships, trauma, and social commentary. We also know him as Essential. As most of the drip, we call him Pistol Packing Pete. The master, the sensei, I give you E. Mortal.
Welcome.
Good evening, good evening.
E, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good, brother. How you doing?
Slow
motion.
We good.
You know, enjoying the vibes.
That's cool. Well, we're trying to keep it. We're trying to keep it real fresh for you in here, you know, so that you know you not only feel welcome, but you get in your bag real fast and hurry and show these people what you're all about.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. let's get to it then.
All right, so let me open up some of these mics real fast. We have support. I know who this is. This is LaPrelle La Negra, Danielle. How you feeling,
hey.
Danielle?
Summer. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. And I do believe that this is Prince Wet, the Royal Gents, a.k.a. Denario. Denario, are you there?
Yeah.
What I'm talking about. All right. Anybody else? I see a lot of people in the queue. If you know you're supposed to hear, I don't know the numbers. So, and if you're hitting me back channel, I haven't seen it yet, so I take a minute to get to it. But we're going to get started. If you're feeling froggy, jump, press 1. This is a 50 Radio Universe, so it's a real entertainment network where we boldly go where poems have not gone before. Welcome to the Starship. Now, first things first, as we get into it, Essential. You've been performing for 20 years across a multitude of stages, right? What was your best stage that you performed upon, and what was it about it that made you love it so much?
For me, it was the Poetry Lounge here in Houston, Texas, hosted by Stephen the Poet. That is where I actually had my first spoken word experience on stage. The environment was serene. It was positively charged. And it created the drive for me to continue to work on my writing, to continue to work on my performance elements when it comes to being on stage and exchanging energy with an engaged audience. That was probably the best experience for me on stage, just receiving that love, being able to exchange energy and present my perspective on something that was received in a way that was not only entertaining but edifying.
So how would you describe your style of poetry?
I would say that it depends on the topic. Generally speaking, I tend to be a bit philosophical in my approach to poetry. I like telling stories. Even though this is not an erotic stage focus tonight, my poetry in that particular genre has been described as elegant erotica, where I am able to tap into the erotic without necessarily delving into the vulgarity of our beautiful English language. Aside from that, I would definitely say that I tend to lean towards a storytelling style with a philosophical twist.
Dope. Dope. Queen, do you have a question?
I do have a question. It's something that I've really wanted to ask you. It's like, with things being the way they are, the culture being the way that it is, how do you either deal with or avoid the influence of like public opinion, perception, and criticism when it comes to your writing and the writing that you choose to share?
Well, I received a very, very wonderful piece of wisdom from a fellow creative, and what he said is when it comes to investing in what other people have to say, if they can't do what you do, don't stress their opinions too much. We find ourselves in a society where people feel very comfortable trying to make an assessment on things that other people do that they themselves are not capable of doing at the same level. A perfect example of that would be a lot of the commentaries surrounding LeBron James as an athlete. Less than 1% of the athletes on this world can do what he does, but a lot of people choose to attempt to speak to his abilities and capabilities as an athlete, as a griot, as a spoken word artist, as a poet. There are levels to this, and some levels are a little bit higher than others. As I continue to grow and share my perspective as a poet, as I illustrate the scope of things that I absorb with my analytical eyes, my analytical mind, I also hold on to that piece of wisdom and recognize that more often than not, some of the people who may decide to comment on what I do cannot do it at the level I do it. So I take comfort in that, in preventing any negativity from becoming negative self-talk for myself, because it's very important as creators that we guard our mental and our emotional. So that's my philosophy.
I love that. I really love that. I had another question.
Super dope.
I want to know what was the moment when you really, truly realized or felt like, I am a poet, this is what I'm meant to do? And, you know, was there like a specific age or moment or experience when you felt like it all changed from being something that you just enjoy doing to something that you love to live in?
You know, ironically, that moment came. So I abandoned my pen for a significant period of time. I didn't write a lot. And I found myself in a space where my pen was calling out to me, like something missing from my life. And I found myself venturing into the Clubhouse community, the spoken word, the poetry community on Clubhouse, on the Clubhouse app that many of you are familiar with. And being surrounded or being able to have exchanges with so many other creatives, so many other poets, singers, musicians, that environment brought me back to my pen in a way that helped me understand that over the entire course of my life, it has been something that has been pulling me, and I've been fighting the pull because I didn't understand it or understand what to do with it. So I would say that over the past year and a half, 2 years of being a part of the Clubhouse community, that sharing that space with a variety of dynamic poets led me to the epiphany of understanding that this is what I am meant to do. My talent as a writer, my capabilities and skill as a spoken word poet is something that I was meant to do. I'm meant to live my life through the scope of what I see and what I can express with my pen. So that is getting kind of pulled into the Clubhouse community was that moment for me.
Okay.
Super dope. All right, so now we are also joined by our other feature, Young Gunna. Young Gunna, are you there?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, how you feeling? So
I didn't get a chance to
introduce you properly. So Kenda Edwards, a.k.a. Young Gunna, is an upcoming poet who resides in Mobile, Alabama. She's been writing since the age of 12. Writing had always been something she enjoyed doing. She's also a singer, rapper, and songwriter. She's a member of the poetry troupe called Black on Black Rhyme Mobile, which originated out of Tallahassee, Florida. It's one of the largest poetry troupes in the country. She's a dedicated community activist, volunteers at different schools, churches, and community centers. Motivational speaking to youth on various occasions, she has performed in cities such as Mobile, Alabama, Gulfport, Mississippi, Tallahassee, Florida, Columbia, South Carolina, and Memphis, Tennessee. Her goal is to be a voice for the people and to aspire for all to create. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Young Gunna.
Thank you all. How is everybody doing tonight?
We're good. We're happy to have you.
Thank you. Sorry about the delay. I kind of been off social media, guys, so I haven't had. Sorry, I'm out of the loop. Like, it's poured too much, so I've just been trying to dive into this 30 for 30, just kind of read, write, work out. That's kind of the mindset that I have this month. So no social media for me.
All right. No, that's a good thing. We're very happy to have you here. As a matter of fact, you know, since we have you here, the question is, I would like to rephrase what Queen Simmons just said to Immortal, which was, when did you know that poetry was it for you? What was your moment?
Well, I knew poetry was it for me. I never forget the first time I actually went to a middle school and actually, you know, I actually was a performer and I also got to see the kids. But what was more, I think, eye-opening for myself was not only did I go to a middle school, they wore the same exact uniform as the middle school I attended. And I was like, whoa, but it was the way that the children gravitated to me to reassure me. Like, once I was done with my performance and I left and they got, like, of course, I performed, but they got to perform what they felt. And they were happy to get it off. They made me feel like I had already made it. Like, those kids asked me for my autograph, and I was like, whoa. Like, I'm just an average individual. I'm no different than anybody else. So you too can do anything that I do, you know? So that's why I was like, yeah, this definitely it. This is it for me.
Okay. So, again, and here's another question we had asked. With your performances, in the different places that you perform, what was your favorite place to perform and why?
My favorite place to perform so far has been, it's always Jackson, Mississippi. Like, this place called The Wall. It's an undescribable feeling that crowd gives you. You can't help but to feel wanted, appreciated, and a part of something. It's a community like it. If that doesn't push your pen, I don't know what will, because there's so much talent in and out of there. I just hate that it's no longer around. But that's probably my favorite place. That's what we call The Wall.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, Queen, do you have a question for her?
I do. I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I do have another question. I want to know, Young Gunna, and welcome. It's nice to meet you.
Welcome. Thank you.
I want to know, how do you know when a poem is finished?
Well, honestly, I never look at a poem as complete, to be honest with you. If I choose to want to go and add to it, I will. You're always getting ideas. Like, I may write something a year from now, and I may feel completely different 2-3 years from now. So I may go and add, you know, my own, another spin or another idea. So it's never really completely done. It's just, art is never done to me, at least not mine, not completely.
I love that answer. Another question that I have on my mind that I'd love to hear is, what do you wish people knew about your poetry or about you in general?
What I wish people knew about my poetry is, and about me, I'm probably one of the most misunderstood individuals. I'm not able to say exactly what I need to say in communication. I feel like sometimes I can say it the wrong way or word it not so politely. But in poetry, I can say everything that needs to be said and conveyed in a way that you can understand it and it's not taken the wrong way.
Oh, wow. So it's like an outlet and a tool in your everyday life. That's true. I love that answer. That's amazing. All right, those are my questions. I can't wait to hear you guys' poetry. I'm very excited.
I think I think it's about that time. And I think it's about that time. And in the meantime, in between time, we are also joined by Rare Epiphany. Nice to see you join us in here. We see you.
No.
All right. And of course, the big boss man, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. This is also sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Make sure that you check out Raw Links on Facebook to get your Raw Links around your wrist so you can show people exactly where you got the freshness. I think it's about time we get into some poems right at this point. So for our features, how would y'all like to do this? Would you like to do one for one, like you go through one and then allow people to read, or would you like to do two for two, you know, alternate, and then open it up for everybody else to come through on the open mic?
I was saying
we could go back and forth. Is there anything in particular that we're performing, or is there anything that we would like?
It's whatever you like. It is absolutely whatever you like.
Okay.
So how would you like to proceed?
We can go one for one. I'll yield to the lady. I'll let Young Gunna warm it up, you know, if she's cool with that.
That's fine. Give me just a second. Let me grab my earpods.
Earpods is important. Life be lifing in the background. Just in case you're listening to now, you're listening to Epiphany Radio Universe presents Last Speak, Open Mic, Series 2, you know, Season 2, Episode number 26, featuring Immortal and Young Gunna here on the For Real Entertainment Network, The Starship, where we boldly go where poems haven't been before. So, Gunna, whenever you're ready, let us know. All right. You ready?
Okay. All right.
I'm going to mute myself, and I'm going to mute this music and the mic is yours.
Okay. I pledge allegiance to this here poetry thing. And by the time I'm done, well, I'm just hoping that y'all would at least remember my name. So without further ado, well, let me introduce to you a little of what I could do. You see, if love is like Motown, then my poetry are like the Supremes. Needless to say, if this is a drug, well, I'm a fiend. Love and poetry, or shall I say poetry and love, they go hand in hand like wedding vows. Love is being able to say this is who I crown. Poetry is entertaining your audience while keeping your companion aroused. Now, being in love with poetry is like, it's like learning how to love again, knowing you transcend what you defend. Better yet, poetry is like music. It's my song, so I shall sing. The melodies we make are simply my offspring. Nah, y'all didn't hear me. I said poetry's my soulmate. When I look into the mirror, not only do I see my reflection, but a gift that God had reason to create. You see, this gift has the ability to help me move mountains. And my purpose here is to touch the hearts of thousands, helping those in ways I couldn't do for myself. So, yes, I'd like to bless you all with a little love, prosperity, and wealth. On this journey, it no longer becomes about me. It's about discovering those beautiful souls that lingers underneath. So if I'm the voice of reason, hell, let me teach. I'm pouring out my soul as if I was at a community outreach. They say the righteous preach. Well, I would like to tell y'all to stand on that thing we call freedom of speech, because we are all shooting stars. Don't let the world miss out on our opportunity to witness our greatness. Being able to showcase your talents, hell, that's what I consider courageous. You see, this here throne is for the taking, and the art of spoken word isn't to be mistaken. So, yes, this is a poetry thing. Now, don't take my truth lightly as if we were some video game. Black-on-black rhyme, we here to stay, daring anybody to stand in our way. With this poetry thing, we don't play. We carry ink like y'all carry AK. So just know at any point in time, we ready to spray her, as y'all may consider it assassinate. But, hey. I'm going to go on pass this mic on over to another hot-ass poet who's up next. Essential, it's on you.
My lucky pen knows my needs. Tuning my vibe for writing is her area of expertise. The physical touch she gives is the language of love, breathing life into words. She knows her power and the magic we can make when her energy creates synergy with hers. She's a muse that moves my mood when I'm trying to get through. Trauma is sometimes the source of alchemy she likes to use, a tool to excavate the aches taking up space in my heart. Her scythe cuts with irony as it sets life free, liberating organs surrounded by dried-out veins that attempted suicide by self-deprecating thoughts. My pen pops severely when my black boy joy needs to be recharged. She knows her might in a fight is deadlier than Excalibur, so don't come at her unless you want to see us both and become a victim of a legend and story yet to be told. We lethal in close quarters and deadly from a distance. Weak pins go on sabbaticals when we come to visit. Bar for bar or fang and claw, words of our exploits drop jaws. 70 ounces of awe is the norm. My fluid is every fluid's father. Like water, we move with no form. You've been forewarned that coming for us will leave you forlorn. My lucky pin, a place of zen. She's a healer, helping me manage the toxins that accumulated within as a threat to my wealth, a threat to my health. My pen knows my potential. She be training me, straining me, taking me into the depths of myself. My pen gives me permission to cry, moan, and scream. She spits out affirmations of my humanity whenever she be pinning with me. She stay 10 toes down, around and around. We be merry if we stationary or walking on clouds of creativity. She don't miss. Told me she chose me and she's a bottom bitch. Ride and thrive no matter what it is, from episodes of ecstasy and eroticism, rebuttals to criticism, introspection that transforms knowledge into wisdom. My pen knows I'm a force to be reckoned with because my vibe injects philosophical highs for junkies of knowledge. Based art in need of a fix. My pen knows my mortality is an essential mix of the ingredients I be cooking these poems with. So I submit, it might be a good look for you to keep a pen you can write your way through this thing called life with, because the benefits of this relationship hit different, and I've been walking in my power ever since. Immortal.
Oh, poet. Oh, hit it. Okay.
A poet up in here.
Goodness. Goodness. My goodness.
That was fire. I love the fact that you are a true and sync man.
And when we got back to back, was just supercharged. The energy between the two of you, the combination, phenomenal. Going back to back, that was good. Oh, that was awesome. It was a beautiful quote.
No, I know I had a feeling, and I know you said something about the divine working tonight. The way it's true, the wavelength is crazy. I had a feeling. I was like, yo, this is the vibe it's on. So this is what we on right now. You know, can y'all give it up again for Young Gunna and E. Morpheus? Crazy how those poems connected. It was crazy.
Oh my god.
You know?
Yes.
Dopeness. We're joined by Eric Cole 815. Who master speaking?
Gina Storm Mojave.
Oh, what's up, Gina?
Gina. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Gina.
Tiffany's on, Gina.
Love y'all too.
So. I love it. I love it when a good plan comes together and makes everything else happen. Essential and Young Gunna, how did that feel for y'all? And y'all are completely not connected in any way. How did it feel for y'all to hit on the same wavelength and rock out poems like that?
I would say that for me, when Gunna started spitting her piece and I caught the vibe of it, the content of it, I was like, oh yeah, because I had decided to go with my lucky pen before she started spitting, not knowing when she would come in. So when she started spitting and she started going down the road she was going down, I was like, oh yeah, this is perfect. I don't have to make no adjustments. She said, and then she set me up perfectly at the end.
Yeah, we definitely on the vibe right now.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That was
beautiful. To be in sync like that, man, that's a rarity. Without planning.
I definitely agree it wasn't planned, but I was like, man, that was right, and it felt great. Like, kind of compliment one another.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's how five poets compliment hello five poets. Alright, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna try this one more again. We're gonna do a one for one and then we'll open up the mic to share. Let's do this one more again. Alright, so Young Gun, are you ready for another piece?
I'm ready.
All right.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Pretty bird, you're so pretty when you cry. Pretty bird, please don't die. Don't you cry. Pretty bird. That's the loudest silence I've ever heard. You see, this is far deeper than some crossword. Puzzle that is? Welcome to my world, but before you step in, here's a handkerchief for your tears. Us black people like samples at a grocery store that has been set out and picked over and never fully paid for. The lashes on my ancestor's back still reveals we are prisoners at war, even though the crime we've committed has yet to be spoken for. The melody of a change is going to come playing in the background. How can we sing that song? I mean, hell, take a look around. We haven't overcame. We're still nickel and diamond trying to make change. Open your eyes. You see, life seems so simple and plain. It's actually realization of 400 years of pain. But everything in life has a cycle where it repeats itself. We are constantly ignoring that white flag that states we clearly need help. The question is, how do we metamorphosize this world we live in before it's too late and we drown in our own pools of sin? We could start by lending ear to God and stop putting all that trust in so-called men. You see, we are the definition of black butterflies, strong, driven, and determined to never let our opponents see us cry. A powerful soldier who stands proudly in battle, who's prepared to die. You see, our bodies are camouflaged, which means we can blend in with any surroundings. We are kings and queens who scout our own findings. The wings we have aren't just used to soar. This kind of godliness can't just be auctioned off as if I was some whore. You paid for me as if I was your property. Then when you arrest me, you have the nerve to say I'm acting disorderly and would turn right around and say, well, what's with all this animosity? You see, you can't put it on race, you see. If we fall, you can never take our dignity. You know, justice for all, equality. And to think people wanted to get mad at Kaepernick for wanting to take a knee. So to those we've lost along the way, like Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, Eric Garner, are just a few. It's been hard to try to keep the peace. I know they're saying it's justice for all, but it's just my people whose blood that's disarrayed in the street. So like I said to those black butterflies, pretty bird, you're so pretty. Will you cry? That's that piece, y'all.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes.
Oh,
love the voice,
too. And she can sing, too. Oh, my God.
She's just very made of us. Okay.
Yes, that was absolutely beautiful. Mm.
You mortal?
I was born by the river in a little tent, and oh, just like the river I've been running ever since.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will. These days, being classified as below average seems acceptable. People swallow lies like they are easily digestible, and bearing witness to this breaks my heart to see those defeated before they are ignorant of the art, deceived from the start because they don't know they're at war, lost in the sauce about what they should be fighting for. The system is corrupted. Injustice is a TV sitcom, and the best episodes show the proper use of chokeholds, color-coded videos, cheat codes to murder. It's not really a new thing. These killings of color were woven into the fabric of this country, and although I swore an oath, woke up to explosions in a foreign land, hatred thrived at home, and freedom was found to be conditional. Hundreds like me murdered on American streets. Klan members wear badges and walk police beats, looking for blacks and Latinos to kill in our communities, but we are labeled as savage. Real freedom is for white people. We can't have it. We are not welcome. We should go home because the people that fled Europe made power their throne, declaring independence from tyranny while weaving seeds of injustice between the lines. The uniform makes racist colorblind, or so I've heard. Unless your desire for liberty goes against the grain, then you become an uncontrollable beast running free without change because change is demanded. Kneeling for your convictions, you've been sentenced for not standing, destroyed by those who used to love you when you didn't use your voice. Speaking up in action, standing out in silence, put your money where your mouth is because now that you're woke, you don't want to hide it. Once blurred lines are now in full focus, clear as the reticle through which they take aim to assassinate your character and tarnish your fame. Injustice is too trivial to steal shine from the game. It ain't rain. Check your history. They messed over Clay, but the keepers of dreams screamed Ali Boumaye. Even though he was the butterfly, they bobbed and weaved, floated on him with hatred and stole time with their sting. Revolutionary, a term often used that more of us need to embody. Fear and anger permeate the air around me as it becomes the atmosphere of America. Can you breathe? If not, then you may be the target. Get ready to put work in. Get ready to put in work. Act on your words to give them worth, or are you hesitant? Are you just trying to impress with your rhetoric? We the people need action. And if discourse is all you got to give, then you're just a distraction. I'm essential. What are you?
Give them the truth. Give them that truth. Yeah. Blurred lines are now focused.
Normally I'd be giving out bells, but there's too many bells, bro. I'm just gonna hit the bell a few times right now. You know. It's a four alarm fire going on, and people got on kerosene draws. That shit was fire. Young Gunna, give another round of applause to Young Gunna. What the hell is going on? What is going on around here? They setting shit on fire, knocking stuff out. I had no idea that E could sing. No idea. No clue. Right? You find out something. I didn't even know. I was like, oh shit, she can sing? I was like, if she's gonna sing, you know. Listen, yo. Wild. Wild. So the vibe is just so real right now. Flowers. Who has flowers? Get flowers.
Just saying, my phone.
I'm just matching energy. That's all. I'm just matching Gunna energy. That's all. You know, she coming here, you know, singing and things. I'm like, oh, okay, this is where we going with it. I guess I got to keep up.
for real. Listen, y'all been matching energy, but y'all been taking it to a whole nother level. It's dope, and y'all been knocking shit off tables. It's good shit. It's absolutely fantastic. Anybody else have a comment for our two features?
Well, the energy is beautiful. You guys are in sync. You know, being in sync is I can't even think of the damn word, but it takes simplicity. to be in sync with someone. You don't even have to pre-plan it. It just flows like this. This is beautiful, man. I'm loving it. Like I said, you're feeding my soul tonight. Glad you came. I'm glad I came.
Oh, my gosh. I just feel like Young Gunna sounds like she's just, you have a very sweet demeanor, but when you get into your poetry, and then the singing, I didn't expect that. That blew me away. But just how much power you bring to your words and your message behind the words, it's just really amazing and it's essential. I'm blown away. I'm absolutely blown away. And yes, the energy between the two of you guys is electrifying. That's the only thing I can say about it. The way you guys are going back matching energies, it's definitely being matched. It's awesome.
I'd like to add this. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Gina. No, go ahead, Gina.
Honestly, all I could think was the word that Librella Negra was probably searching for and couldn't find popped in my head, and it was simpatico, because you are in sync in a way that is unpredictable and unrehearsed, yet on point, and that's what makes the words flow. Like, it, honestly, I would have thought that they had pre-selected the pieces that they were going to spit so that they would match, but it just worked out like that, and I love that. Young Gunna reminds me of me in the late 80s and 90s when I was a hip-hop artist and not a spoken word freestylist, so I salute her gangster. And if I could sing, I wouldn't talk. And for Essential, you are Essential, and I feel like that's your niche. You are a necessity, not an option. And I feel like I don't have to wonder what I'm going to do when life deals me a storm, because I am a storm. So I salute you for what you do, and you make me feel good that I'm doing the right thing, because I may not be you, and I'm definitely not Young Gunna, because she is a beast, but I'm me. And iron sharpens iron, so being here for me made me feel, this is in and of itself inspirational. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Amazing and dope. And from the back channels, because you know, when I get back channels, I read them on air. It said, oh, y'all just showing up and showing out. That's what you do. Y'all showed up and showed out. So you know, that's dope. Absolutely love that. And more importantly, you know, with everything else, we are actually come back to them after we do the open mic. We're going to get into the open mic session where everybody would like to participate. If you are here listening and you would like to participate, now is the time to press 1 to raise your hand. One piece of peace, of course, as we go through, and then we're going to return to our features. Our first person in the queue, of course, is the my favorite Philly John, LaPerla Negra, a.k.a. Danielle. Do you have a piece you'd like to share with us this evening?
Sure. I got something. A little something. Ooh, goodness. But going behind those two. Man. All right, let me breathe a little bit. I got something. This is called Infinite Poetic Tears. You don't know what breaks my heart when you haven't seen me completely naked. Mended behind careful steps and crying lies is now tired. I'm done trying. So I'm going against the common saying that the grass is greener on the other side and stay in my lane. Start watering my own garden. At least I know it'll be lush and healthy because I'm the one who takes care and tends to it. As far as I'm concerned, I'm just like that book you have that you never opened. I would write with my tears because every atom that bonds to form each molecule is where a story can be read in poetic form. And for each tear formed from the bonding of those trillions of molecules to make one tear, my poetry lives on. My heart has always been on a carousel of touch and go, and I have trillions of tears inside I haven't even begun to release. And I've known joy. I'm blessed. I've had babies. But my unconditional blindfolds cause me to fear a disappointed face in people I love the most. Because I don't know how to give samples of me. When I love you, I'm just completely open because I love intentionally. And the reason they never know is I'm just amazing at hiding it when they hurt me. So I don't fit the mold because I don't trade panic attacks and continuously striving to live up to society standards and speak in accordance with what fits its pretty little narrative of how we're supposed to be. I've never known a mate's giving of a true love to me as I have given. And I don't know who he is, but I try to dream him into my breath of life every day. And I've never been hard to hold, but my heart stays open to love, open to knowing true love. But love keeps eluding my presence because it always seems to belong to someone already. I just want to know when it's my turn. Where's my eternity? Because it hurts. And I die just a little bit inside without it every day. And this is why I will write with my tears. And that's Effie.
Wow.
Hold on.
So touching.
Throw your claws on
it. Wow.
Keep it up for the
Pearl
of Negra.
Indeed, yes. Thank you. Apparently you know,
right.
I love your poetry. So.
Thank you.
So we're going to go from a La Pearl the Negra to one of Jersey's finest, Tiffany's own Queen Simmons, and my co-host for this evening. So, Queen, do you have a piece for us?
Yes, I can. I'll do this. All right. I'm sorry. Having a little technical difficulty here. All right. This big life takes sacrifice. So I lay my effort and my former self upon the altar in hopes that the innocence of her need to plead should appease the God of small miracles, the one who measures movements in modicum. So I sojourn with a light foot and tentative steps and accept the fact that as my motion moves mountains, it's different here. Lungs pass with expanding to capacity. Heart rocks my body like beatbox. My legs won't stop moving. My mind's inclined to a tribal rhythm on the low beats. And though these melancholy melodies keep distracting me, I'm listening. A good student of the universe, deciphering coded language and tuned to a demon's time, a herald uncovering the crime scene inside of me, a juxtaposition so separated the whole of me feels bifurcated. But if I'm still standing, what does it mean? What am I afraid of and what's meant to be? But it's different. I feel it with my fingers now. The static electricity lingers here, resting a transient diastolic thing in my pulse. It jolts an expulsion of bad blood playing tete-a-tete at the inner bend of this thin skin at my wrist, thinking this ends here. It feels as if I can get to it, a simple cut that ought to do it, but this time it has to be different. I dance to its tune now. Vibration rocks the soul to and fro. This is a dance after all, a root and leaf, a turning of seasons, a growing sunward, a growing onward past the pressure of bursting forth into uncharted waters, an inordinate amount of spirit, an exorbitant amount of freedom to know that it's all in my thankful praying hands now. The bounty and the benevolent blues, the rub, the ruse, the bully, the knife. With this faith, I take this life into an alignment that feels so transmundane, it gets mistaken for profane. I take this moment with an audaciousness held together by every rebel rose that came before me. So yeah, it's different here. It's a cyclical redistribution of love, as old as energy, as moldable as matter, as fluid as music. Here every moment's got a taste to it, with all the juice and the sweet of a fat-bottomed fruit, and I am a summer cloud kiss made of clues. It's different here in the stratosphere where my praise outweighs my blues.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That was fire and incredible at the same time. Like, holy shit. Wow. Wow. You know, the poetry tonight is just on fire. So let me go to Essential. Essential, how did you feel about that piece?
Great energy. Impactful. Definitely contributing to this vibe that we ride. And so, you know, what more can we say?
Thank you.
True. Young Gunna?
Not to piggyback on what he said, I definitely love the piece. Very beautiful piece. And anybody that's pretty much talking speaking on the terms and things that you're talking about, I always take my hat off to, so I definitely do love the piece.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's what's up. So now we're going to go from Queen Simmons to the Royal Drench himself, Prince Wet. Denario, what's good? Denario, are you there? Denario going once. Denario going twice. He must be at work. We'll come back to you. All right, so Gina Storm.
Hey, Marvy.
Hey, what's up? Are you ready?
I'm good to go.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I had the honor and the privilege this evening to have my bonus two, with me. My daughter has the siblings that she found life along the way. She was born to me as an only child. So when she said, I got to do something this evening with Addie, I say less. Whose kids do I need to keep? She said, just Delilah and Maribel. I said, okay, cool. So let's see. I told them that I love poetry, and this is the reason that I wanted them to be here when I spit a piece, because it's been a while since they heard me do anything that I do professionally, because simply to them, I'm a willow. Nobody's special, you see. The lovely thing about being me is I have the opportunity to be both a mom, a Gigi, and a poetess. I titled this piece, Mic Me. All I need is one mic. For me, spoken word is a way of life. Being on stage is liberty, and the microphone frees me. I'm a freestyler because my lupus fog makes me cloudy. The audience still gets me. They're feeling me, the vibe with my energy, hearing me loudly. I share my emotions, memories, and pieces of myself. It's all been done transparently, easily. On a mic, it's my safe place, it's therapy. Even when I'm on the radio like I am now, tonight with Epiphany, where nobody can see, I can let you in, and it's cleansing, very necessary, really. See, I've grown visibly, intensely, and naturally, and it's helped me always to give and to share with my Gina Storm flair. I'm thankful, grateful, and appreciative. I love this poetry thing. I cherish a microphone like I do whenever I was married, my wedding ring. I'm thinking, mic me each and every day. I will give you my testimony. Let the listeners cry and pray. My mic helps me in my life. I open up and I give of myself freely. I'm constantly thankful for all who read my poetry and those who had the opportunity to hear me on a mic doing it for you off the dome. Well, I just want you to be pumped like I am while you're listening. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. That's my piece.
Come on, Gina, come on, come on.
All right, Gina.
Come on. All right.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm going to loop around because I know Rare got dropped or something like that because her phone had to optimize, so I'm going to go to Rare. And then
hey.
Rare, are you there?
I am.
Hello. All right. Well,
hello.
Here we go. So we're going to go to you. As she comes to me as a Rare epiphany, Rare, the mic is yours.
Hey, thank you. First of all, this y'all didn't have to eat the mic like that. I'm talking to you, Essential. And my good friend over there from Alabama, you didn't have to do that. You ain't have to do none of that. But y'all need
an unnamed devourer.
I didn't do it. It wasn't me. But also, it being National Poetry Month, I am going to do this piece that I wrote today. So that's my excuse if I don't really know it. Tell me how I forgive. When I live with the remnants of his unrighteous presence every day, it never presents itself the same way. It hides on an inside it will never fully come out of, just peeks out enough to assure me it is still there. In the apertures and gaps, wrapped in raiment befitting its callous unconscionability, filling me with tainted soul food, way too salty for consumption without consequence, sends me hurling and reeling, feeling sick as I regurgitate the ghost of love's once upon a time, after dining on its deceit and burping its bones into whispers that sour on the ear after telling the sweetest lies and then disappear into the sadly nevermore I never saw coming instead of the happily ever after I will never get to see. Tell me how I forgive. What refuses to be forgotten by marrow and blood floods every sinew and synapse trapped in cellular memory, ready to go gadget defend me from the perceived enemies my paranoid mind finds in every face I see. You tell me how I forgive. Not him, but me. For everything I allowed him to take from me, for leaving doors wide open and unguarded, wasn't smart enough to recognize a fox in my own hen house, let him douse the flames of a phoenix, tame a lioness, delude Venus. I was a goddess until he entered my orbit. He made me forget I deserved a throne. And now it feels like all I've ever known is poverty and shame. Can't seem to scrape enough loose and spare change to change. It wasn't enough then. It still ain't enough now. So you tell me how.
Damn it, coming up in here like
he
that.
He entered my orbit and made me forget. I deserve the throne?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's...
Rare, piss me, baby. You just melted the mic and the stage. Everybody's dead. See, there you go.
I'm just saying.
Not
it's,
dead.
I mean, it's just absolutely fucking ugly in here tonight. With the shit that's being just the level of poetry, God damn, yeesh. I feel like how he feels right now. I'm just making.
I don't know about y'all, but I died twice.
Man, listen, wow, oh man,
woo,
Lord,
Anybody got any flowers for that? Just saying.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Nail it in on a 30 for 30. She go hard every day.
Oh, we're doing by Just Jay. I seen you, Just Jay. I slid you in here quietly. I was like, you gonna raise his hand and come in here quietly, act like me, seeing when he came through here. What up? What's happening, King?
You good, man. What's going on with you, Sunday? Hey, Rare, that was crazy.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh.
I usually don't co-sign with Just Jay, but, you know, your auntie love you, and that was beautiful. Like, in real life, you gave me life. I hadn't written anything for today yet, but I bet you I do now.
If that's what needs to happen, that's what needs to happen. So we're going to go from a Rare epiphany. We're going to go over here to, I believe it is Walking Erotica. Walking Erotica, are you there? Or I could be wrong. Area code 470. Area code 470. Can't hear you. All right, so we'll just come back to you. I thought it was looking erotica. But, you know, I can't read numbers for nothing. It's a bad habit, a terrible habit. So we're going to go over here to area code 506. Area code 506.
Hi, it's Lady A.
Hey, Lady A. How are you doing?
Great. It was fantastic poetry tonight. Wow. Great show.
Thank you. Thank you. Do you have a piece you'd like to share?
I do. It's called Excise the Cancer, a Bandage Doesn't Do. Bandages don't work. Bleeding underneath, no healing seen. Poverty, hopelessness, family, fathers, education, frustration, a world of desensitization, killing games, movies the same. Without hesitation, guns drawn and shoot for sneakers. Fear reigns. Who will shoot first, cops or kids? Absent parents, videos babysitting, no one monitors. Absent parents, content corrupts. Content corrupts music videos laced with sex, grinding and gyrating. The message is clear, have sex when he whispers in your ear. And teenage girls give him what he wants, mistaken love and lust, and when the deed is done, she says, is that what it's all about? She keeps shaking what her mama gave her. Dress shows breast, belly and booty, no father to teach her respect. Babies having babies, the trend continues. They forget. Babies grow up and are cast away. Gangs, guns, and ganja is how it begins, wanting to belong, sucked into thinking thugs are family, alone, lost, and lonely. Find the cause and you'll find a cure. Surgery required. Cut out the poverty. Encourage education. Treat addictions. Find the root that morphs into guns and stomp it out before they succumb. Change the record. Give them what is needed. Time, love, become deep-seated. Bring back innocence. Let the kids be kids. Parents take time to love them like they need. Say no when they are pushing on the fence. It's what they want. Boundaries and seeing that you care. Excise the cancer so they survive. It's just a start to fix a gaping wound. And peace. Thank you.
I give it up for Lady A.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming through from all the way from Canada, calling in from our international borders. Thank you, Lady A, for coming through and blessing the mic. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
And from Lady A, we're going to move over here to Epiphany's Own Saturday Evening, the Just Jay and Gina Stolenstow, our brother, Just Jay. Small House of Poetry. What's really good, brother? What's going on?
What's going on, black man? Man, the show been on fire. I only been in here for a hot second. It's been going nuts in here. I done heard Essential, Gina, Rare Epiphany, Lady A. Lady A, that was magnificent. I was over here clapping my mute button.
Thanks.
No doubt. I got a little piece. I mean, what's the vibe tonight, Sundiata? What y'all doing?
It's fly speak, so it's an open mic, brother. You know, we do fly speak. I always be doing erotic poetry, brother. You know, fly speak is an engineer.
I don't know nothing about that, brother. Accusations have been made, but they were not true.
So who you blaming?
Exactly. All right. Let me go into this.
Sir King, your mic's unmuted. We can hear you.
Oh, all right. My bad. I thought I was on mute practicing for the show. I'm alive.
You live. Gina, stop messing with us. The mic is yours.
Thank
Sorry,
you,
Mojave,
brother.
I had to. Love you, mean it.
All right. Tasty was the salinity of her chemistry. She was balanced in every way. She was afraid of not being enough, so humility was her way. And her path was paved in meek gentleness, and roses swooned in her wake. Although this she did not know, because she only looked forward. From her smile to her scowl, it was all generated from inner sincerity. If I spoke, she heard me, and I always waited patiently for her words. Words. Her words were always licked with honey. Boom.
Yeah.
No, I see you, Jesse. You ain't slick, bro.
I be seeing you doing slick stuff out here too, man. I'm like, Mojave ain't about to get down like that, bro. Not by itself.
Listen. You just came in here all smooth. Like, we even gonna talk about the voice. We ain't gonna get into it. We gonna get it because we gonna get back to our features. I guess I got to do a piece, and then we gonna get back to our features because we gonna ask them a couple more questions. Queen, are you ready? So I'm going to do my piece, then we're going to get to the features, and then we're going to close it out with a speed round, and that's the ball game. So it's been a phenomenal night. If you've been participating, if you're listening now, I did not run any of the promos, but I'm sorry for real. The poetry was that dynamic and it was that dope, and I didn't really want to take a chance to take a break because everybody's been throwing absolute bombs in here, and it's been amazing and incredible. So let me do this piece. I've been challenged by Omari to stop using music so that people can hear my voice more than the music. So it's a very hard challenge for me, but I'm going to read this poem with no music.
I'd like to give you the mic, Mojave.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, one of the hosts of this show this evening, and Epiphany's own, Mojave, the mic is yours.
Thank you. There is something about magic, how it appears, how we lose ours in moments unkind. I find that magic has always been about wonder, childlike, like light shining through a window, first time you saw a sunbeam that stayed, watch how the particles of dust flowed through it. You knew that it was magic. The way a day would appear full of promise and play, every day seemed to give you magic what it's giving, and what it's giving is the light of day versus coming when the street lights come on, fireflies and fireworks, the crisp fall turning. I was sowing my feelings for you. I wanted to just hold you for a bit, touch you, watch your eyes fill with love and you nest inside my arms, how my skin hungers for the ebb and silk of your intimacies. distance not meaning a thing, cover myself in the warmth of your memory. These wings of paper that shape wishes blown on wind float, like how summer hears gloats at the notion of your sweat. I trouble cleft my emotions insurrections in your soul's direction, how your eyes hold my reflection, frozen in the bliss and a hesitant kiss. I wait, abate, Cupid to dance, past memories dance, sweet and sticky, covered in sweat and the impact of hips and lips exploratory. Remember, squeeze this essence into the wine of your mind, rewind and know that I was there in every moment, in every laugh. I frame your existence as I build bridge on the ridge of hip, neck, clip my saliva, a sativa, high reflection of your eyes. I fold these wishes into each corner, holding my schoolboy desires of a passionate fire to fold you gently into my arms, softly, then fly. Poem.
Damn, honey, why don't we feel like I'm in love after you read your pieces?
Now, that's what I was trying to do.
Woo! That was 420 friendly, and I'm pregnant.
What the hell?
Once a week, every week, I got to get pregnant. Y'all know, honey.
You feel me to do it, baby? You're pregnant again,
y'all,
Jamie?
Wilding.
Always. I don't know what I'm going to tell my grandkids.
Blame this shit. I had a whole hysterectomy. How the fuck?
Blame your brother.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah, no. That's not the excuse we're going to use.
Y'all are problematic. Y'all are completely
problematic.
That was dope. No, honestly, like, women who don't have boyfriends, who aren't in relationships, engaged or married, all of us single women, we live for that. Like,
mm-hmm.
I can live to see another day now. Thank you.
Wow.
Be all right. Look, I'm going to be all right. That has to exist. That it does. Men who fit poems like that are a necessity and not an option. I can't bypass that. I can't not hear that. I can't not receive that. Even if it's not for us. Me and Donnie don't know that's not for us. But the reality is the fact that it exists in and of itself is a beautiful thing. I'm done.
I'm just going to ring the bell on
that. My gosh.
Speaking of dope poets, we're gonna get back to our feature. Young Gunna had dropped. I don't know what happened. Is she back? She's back. She's back.
I'm back.
She's like, I'm back. I was like, she dropped. What's still going on? So let's go back to the top of the hour. We got a few minutes left. So Essential and Young Gunna, how do y'all feel about this evening thus far?
Yeah,
great. I'm loving it live.
Absolutely. This is a phenomenal night. Dope poetry, dope vibe, dope people. I can dig it.
So while we're at it, how do people find you and contact you, for possible bookings, support materials that you might have to sell, or, any books or anything that you're doing? As a matter of fact, what do y'all have going on? Before we get into that, what do you have going on right now that's happening in the very near future?
For me, my poetry troupe, Black on Black Rhyme, we do shows every second Saturday of the month. So we're getting ready to prepare for a show Saturday, if I'm not mistaken, karaoke and poetry, hosted by Ebony the Goddess. I'm currently working on a poetry album. I'm working on a music combination right now, album, an EP right now as well, and a book. So I'm pretty busy right now.
That's what's up. And so when you get a chance, make sure you share it with us, and I'll be sure to post it on the Honey Dripper Erotic page so people can find you as well. Essential, what do you have popping?
I actually am currently gearing up for a Christmas show on the 23rd of April here in Houston at Rockefeller's with the Poetry or Die Poetry Collective. That is going to be a great event. As far as any other elements I got going on, I'm in the process of working on an audiobook with a very dope producer and composer that some of you all know, but I will not be saying that name tonight. And aside from that, you know, I'm just writing, just putting my pen to paper and working on digging deeper.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And speaking of digging deeper, how do people find y'all on social media so they can stay in contact with you?
Okay. Well, for me, you're the young gunner.
I'm sorry. You can look me up on Facebook as Kenda Edwards, and on Instagram it's Lady K. And yeah, I go by Young Gun on Clubhouse too. So yeah, and Snapchat too. Young Gun.
So I can be found on Instagram at Essential Mortal. For booking, there's a link on my profile, Ink and Ingenuity. I can also be found, of course, on Clubhouse, Essential Mortal. I will be developing a Facebook page that will have the same name, but primarily right now I'm on Instagram and Clubhouse when I'm not in these real live poetry streets.
That's what's up. As a matter of fact, Queen, you have another question.
I do have a question. I wanted to know if you guys could speak to your younger self, like as a raw poet, what would be three things that you would tell that person? What would you tell that version of yourself?
For me, three things that I would tell myself. I would tell myself to, for one, I would definitely tell myself you are loved, you are beautiful, you are talented, you are definitely God's chosen one. You're with the talent that I have, could nobody give it to you but God. And don't forget who you are. Always stay humble, always stay motivated, always stay encouraged, and always give out love. Give out the very love that you treat people the way you want to be treated, for sure.
I think a lot of people could stand to hear that. That's beautiful. I love your answer. And Essential?
I would probably say invest in myself with positive thoughts,
yes.
Positive
yes.
words, and positive
yes.
actions. I would yes. say that it's okay to not know the way, and even better, to start now and find the way. And I would say it's okay to be you.
I love that.
Absolutely dope. All right, so here's the question that causes lots of arguments amongst poets. All right, so if you had to put together your poetic Mount Rushmore, your poetic Mount Rushmore, who would be on your cliff? So who would be your poetic Mount Rushmore? You can choose four poets. Who would they be?
You trying to get some star tonight. Oh, man. That's a hard one. Mm-hmm.
You're really thinking about this. But, yo, if I had different got played. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just what you choose.
I can go. I would choose Maya Angelou, Nikki Giovanni, Sonia Sanchez.
You call the features first.
You know I'm talking to. You know I'm talking to the features, right? You know I'm talking to the features.
Well,
right?
They didn't say anything, and I didn't want you to have dead air, Mojave.
I stopped
panicking. I'm sorry.
That's what you do. Yeah, I'll speak a little bit.
Hold on.
While I'm going to go with some, you know, kind of current poets that are doing their thing on a national stage right now. I would definitely put Obie West up there. Black Chakra. I'm definitely feeling K-Love the poet. I think I'd leave that last slot for me so I can reach for the stars.
That's dope. That's a really good, that's well thought out. Super well thought out.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope. Young Gunner, I'm coming back to you. Young Gunner, have you figured?
I'm gonna go Sonny Patterson, of course. I'm gonna go Maya Angelou. I'm gonna go Langston Hughes. And like you said, you're on the right with yourself there. It's only right.
No, y'all be on too much wavelength. I don't know what's going on.
I mean, not to be cocky, but you do gotta put yourself up there. You do.
You got to have high aspirations.
Exactly. You got to be all big chili.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What they say, what Ali say, I told myself I was the greatest before I even believed it. Before I knew it,
manifest.
I told myself he was the greatest.
Mm-hmm. Right. I say this to your features, Mojave. It never even occurred to me to add myself, so I salute that.
Nah, it's super dope. It's been a thing. Matter of fact, before I do that, let me ask. Queen, do you have another question?
Do I have another question? How about this? What would be advice that you would give to, like, a raw poet? Like, someone that you saw that you feel like they had good talent, but they needed a certain something. What would be good advice, just blanket advice that you would give someone at that stage?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Like a raw poet, what advice would you give a raw poet, like a younger poet that was emerging, that has raw talent, but what advice would you give them as they navigate the climate of it?
I would probably say always stay true to who you are. Never change who you are to fit the mold of somebody else. Stay who you are. Because being you is what defines you as you. We all are uniquely made for a reason. So stay the course.
Okay.
I would probably say respect the craft enough to become a student of it and leave just enough room for the divine to do its thing.
Yeah, I like that.
That's both
your answers. Thank you.
Wow. All right. So, you got another question?
Those are the only two I have lined up. So, I'm going to toss it back to you.
Okay. So, my last question is, in honing your craft, what are the things that you utilize to get you into a writing mood? What are the things that you absolutely require or helps you to precipitate creativity?
For me, it would be music. Definitely music.
Music is therapy for me. So I'm going to have to say, as I dig deep into the question of this, I'm going to have to say self-care is really what puts me in the zone to be most creative, because I used to only write when I felt a certain type of vibe, whether I was asleep or whatever. And those moments were often far and few between. So my writing was not very consistent. But when I decided to immerse myself in self-care, I started writing a lot more consistently. I started being in a space of creativity more naturally, more organically. So self-care is definitely the way for me.
All right. So,
great question.
So, you said what? What did you say, Queen?
No, I was saying that's a great, that was a great question, and it was a really great answer.
Absolutely. All right, so we're gonna begin our closing, and we're gonna go to our features and ask you to close us out with a piece.
All right.
So, Young Gunna, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, the mic is yours.
If ever I wanted to right my wrongs, it would be with you. You see, not having you is like a flower without water or sunshine. I mean, hell, you can't bloom. You were my heaven on earth. When it came to you, I didn't need words. You see, actions was more than just some helping birds. But now my life doesn't seem as meaningful as it once did. I mean, we talked about everything from marriage, the house, the kids. Too immature to realize what I wanted and needed was right in front of my very eyes. I was too busy trying to wear a mask that would hide my own disguise. Insecure, self-centered, childish hell, I questioned whether or not I even deserved it. Like a fool, I didn't fight for your love, so looking back on it, well, I don't blame you for giving me the boot. But you see, understanding what I was then and now is like a before and after shot of my transition. If love is what I'm fighting for, then damn it, I'm in it for the long haul on this mission. You see, everything I couldn't get right, like lack of communication, not being trustworthy and disrespecting you, believe me, I would love to fix that now. You see, my heart still beats for you even though it's lying motionless here on this ground. Only you and God have the power to reconstruct me back together. I'm no Chrisette Michelle, but I want that kind of love that lasts longer than a couple of forevers. You see, no laughter, I miss my happily ever after. I vowed that if I ever got a second chance, I'd never let that happen again. Instead, I would take things slow. I wouldn't just be your companionship, but indeed your best friend. You see, I want to know you on a deeper level as if I was your king. And even though I'm your friend, I would love to be your soulmate. Someone that can walk beside you in faith. I want a spiritual connection that's strong enough to endure through any test. And when we get through our issues, it's God's way of helping us realize we're really blessed. You see, this is the way in which I choose to confess. I just hope it's not too late, and, well, maybe you will accept. But if not, for what it's worth, I digress, but I really need to get that off my chest.
Cool.
I give it up.
Y'all give it up for Young Gunna. The Black on Black Rhyme Mobile. Absolutely fantastic. Fire. Absolutely.
Hey, I love that maturity on the pen, too, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. And now we have Immortal.
This is challenging.
Cut it out.
I bear the weight of dissatisfaction on my shoulders because frustration with black men is still trending up. We might have to wait another century to be united while trauma continues to drive the conversation between us. But I, for one, have not given up, despite being fed up with the finger pointing and loose lip anointing, as if we the only ones that need to be accountable for our shit, like it ain't a laundry list of nonsense we could hang on the clothesline outside for our neighbors to poke fun at or criticize while passing us by. Now, hold up now. Don't let me be misunderstood. This ain't hate, but rather the manifestation of faith that led me to pull your collar and rap with you a taste. The most important element on my heart to say to the queens is, I love you, but I need to start nurturing me. Prioritize my peace and give myself permission to fill that number one slot with love for me. In short, I need to get knee deep in the, with the things that make you want to be on some eat, pray, love energy with me. That make you want to be skin to skin with me. Occupy the same space in silence because I can relate to the day-to-day triggers that turn anger to violence. But in order to do that, I need time and space to walk off the edge of healing and fall into the new me. The slowly loaded and updated version that restored the child in me. The one that no longer struggles with letting tears fall because I was raised to believe tears for men are interpreted as weak. Because the way I'm coping currently, my tears only fall when involved with movies told to pluck my heartstrings. I need 7 pounds of set it off in pursuit of happiness that I be reaching for and fighting with the duality that's yet to reconcile itself in me. Right now, I mean right now, I'm on a walk to remember the one true thing that eludes me. Now, while I pour myself insight out on pages to strangers and let a piece of myself dance in the ether, because either you in the shadows doing work or taking hurt into moments that lock her in a locker of cool while all she trying to do is add commitments, lip print, imprints of truth to her version of P.S. I love you. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say because I appreciate your support and my perseverance to walk this way. I'm essential. What are you?
Woo-hoo.
Hey.
Yes.
This has been an awesome, amazing, and a phenomenal night of poetry. If you've joined us this evening, thank you for coming. We over here at Epiphany Radio Universe have poetry to offer you every single day of the week at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and beyond. Many different shows. Usually I turn the van over to do everything else, but I can try to do it from my memory. So please make sure that you check out tomorrow at 9 p.m. The Love Zone with La Perla Negra and Miss VIP. La Perla Negra, what do you have going on tomorrow?
Erotic love zone. The topic is up in the air as usual, but I'm sure you're gonna love it. You know, whatever we pick, y'all just come on through.
Mm-hmm. All right, and Thursday is the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and Poetic. I do not know what their topic is, but it's always a fun time with all of them. That are rocking. Most fun you can have inside of 3 hours. Friday, would that be Iron Sharpened Iron? Is it? Maybe?
I don't know. But we it's open. It's open. We won't see how it turns out. It's supposed to be Iron Sharpened Iron, but we'll see.
Okay. And I do believe Saturday is the Just Jay and Gina Storm show. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Gina? We're going to be doing a show on desensitization. You know, poets are the most feeling people it is. We're going to go ahead and take a critical look at desensitization then.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. And then Sunday is
Inspirational Factory.
Inspirational Factory, the Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, Mr. Pastor Slanker. That's what's going to go on.
And Monday is Kings and Queens Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Queen Simmons, what do you have on Monday?
Monday's topic is going to be poetic intention. That's what we're going to be talking about.
All right. And back here on Tuesday, we will have the Honey Dripper Erotic Podcast. Carnal Knowledge is going to be that, and we will be featuring Epiphany, not Rare Epiphany, but Epiphany from Memphis, as well as Philly B. It's going to be the sort of intense. But that being said, I want y'all to give a round of applause to Young Gunner and Immortal for giving us a hellified night of incredible poetry. Incredible. Give a round of applause, please.
Outstanding. Thank you.
Outstanding. Incredible night. And we'd like to thank all of the poets who came. We'd like to thank all of the listeners. And don't forget, here at 15 Radio Universe, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Roll Links. And also, while you're at it, make sure that you check out Honey Dripper Power, Beautifully Dope Wears, and Crown Hoodies for the royalty in you, sponsored by Bears and Crowns. That being said, we'd like to thank you for coming out. This poetry podcast was self-destruct in less than 5 seconds. We'd like to thank you for coming. God bless you. Good night. Thank you to Immortal and Young Gunner. It's been a fantastic time, and we will see you soon.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
Please, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all for rocking this podcast. Y'all killed it. It was absolutely phenomenal. Beyond. All right. That being said, thank y'all for coming. God bless y'all. Good night.